Constitutional Reset on Globalism, Trump's Trade War and the Working Class. Introduction. America's constitutional reset has begun. In this era of nonstop headlines and global turmoil, America is undergoing a constitutional reset. And nowhere is it more visible than in President Trump's trade war. As Charlie Kirk wisely said, it's time to look back from a 30,000-foot view. The frenzied talk about tariffs, trade wars, and international retaliation can easily obscure the deeper issues. Rather than merely reacting to fluctuating markets, we are witnessing a long-overdue correction in how America prioritizes its people. To dive deeper into this timely issue, Charlie Kirk explores the financial side of this realignment in his video titled, "We Have Been Lied to About What's Going On with the Stock Market." His perspective helps frame why everyday Americans feel disconnected from Wall Street narratives and how these economic distortions fuel a new political urgency. We encourage you to watch the video below and consider how it reinforces the idea of a constitutional reset. His YouTube channel can be found here, Trade Wars and Trump's Economic Vision. President Donald Trump has long challenged the failures of free trade. Long before he entered politics, he questioned the economic orthodoxy that hollowed out America's industrial core. Over the past 30 to 40 years, the American middle class has shouldered the burden of globalist trade deals crafted by elites with little concern for American workers. At the heart of this issue lies a simple principle: trade should be reciprocal. Each nation produces what it does best, and both prosper through fair exchange. That ideal, however, was betrayed. America outsourced production, empowered adversarial nations, and allowed its industrial base to decay. This wasn't actual free trade, it was economic surrender. A constitutional reset against globalism. Trump's tariffs go beyond policy adjustments. They represent a bold constitutional reset. For decades, international institutions and corporate interests have shaped our economic direction. One pivotal moment came in 2001 when China joined the World Trade Organization, supported by President Bill Clinton. Though promoted as a triumph for the U.S., the reality has starkly changed. Clinton promised economic reciprocity, but that promise was never kept. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. This debate isn't solely about China. It's about restoring constitutional priorities, putting American families and workers first. The preamble calls for promoting the general welfare, and Trump's economic agenda fulfills that forgotten promise. Reclaiming biblical justice in economic policy. Scripture reminds us that the laborer deserves his wages, Luke chapter 10 verse 7. Yet under globalist economics, those who use their hands have seen their wages stagnate while the investor class has flourished. Kirk, who acknowledges benefiting from this imbalance, still challenges its fairness. The Bible doesn't condemn wealth but insists on justice and equity. As Proverbs chapter 13 verse 23 states, the fallow ground of the poor would yield much food, but it is swept away through injustice. Trump's tariffs seek to reverse that injustice. They aren't anti-trade, they're pro-fairness, pro-America, and pro-worker. This shift reflects a constitutional reset that aligns with biblical standards. Two Americas, capital class versus working class. Kirk illustrates a powerful contrast: a wealthy investor dismayed by market dips and a welder celebrating that someone is finally defending blue-collar America. Both men represent real constituencies. Yet only one has been heard over the past four decades. While Wall Street soared, Main Street suffered. Inflation, debt, and housing costs crushed working Americans. Many own no assets, just credit card bills and auto loans. This disparity wasn't accidental. It stemmed from policy choices that favored capital over labor and foreign profits over national strength. The failure of neoliberalism and globalist assumptions. During the 1990s, some theorists claimed history had reached its conclusion. They believed liberal democracy and global trade marked civilization's peak. Kirk critiques this hubris. He recalls how elites thought they could achieve utopia through commerce and technology. But believers know only Christ brings lasting peace, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Rather than peace, dependency on China increased, sovereignty weakened, and economic disruption followed. Neoliberalism didn't end conflict, it hastened it. Trump's constitutional reset seeks to halt this dangerous trajectory. How unions and elites dismantled industry. Kirk offers a balanced view of unions. He values trade unions for their training and apprenticeship systems. At the same time, he notes how unions overreached in the 1970s and 80s, giving corporations justification to relocate jobs overseas. Lacking loyalty to the nation, corporate leaders chose cheap labor and quick gains. This decision wasn't just a business move but a moral failure. The prophets consistently condemned those who oppressed workers. God cares about justice for laborers, and so should our leaders. Injustice toward the working class calls for correction. A risk worth taking. Why tariffs matter now. Kirk concedes that tariffs carry risk. Markets may stumble, and foreign powers might retaliate. Yet doing nothing poses a greater threat. Had Trump campaigned on tariffs but failed to deliver, he would have betrayed the very Americans who trusted him. Trump chose courage. As Kirk says, this is a high-stakes gamble, but it may be the only path to restoring economic justice. Millions of Americans have waited decades for someone to fight for them. This constitutional reset does exactly that. Conclusion. A promise-keeper's constitutional reset. Trump is delivering on his promises, not only at the border or in judicial appointments but also in economic justice. He is fighting for American families long ignored by policymakers. This battle is not just about markets or GDP. It's about the moral direction of our nation. It's about honoring the worker and returning to our founding principles. Scripture and the Constitution both demand this course. We are witnessing a constitutional reset. Let's not miss the meaning amid the media noise. Want to take action? Pray for wisdom and courage for our leaders. Share this post to help others see the bigger picture. Speak up in your community. Support policies that prioritize American families and restore justice to our economy. Subscribe to our updates to keep receiving biblically grounded, constitutionally faithful analysis. The Virginia Christian Alliance.